You are listening to the Life of Basketball podcast with your host, Nick Lewis. Wow, must say, good to be home. Good to be home broadcasting from the good old US of A after a long trip, long week, back at it. Been great to be home and see family and, you know, just kind of get back in the flow of things after crazy season, crazy good season. Didn't finish up the way that we wanted to. Got beat pretty good in the first round of the playoffs. Personally, had an okay series. So we struggled at home, split at home with Turov, and, you know, should have won both games at home. But anyway, lost one at home, which is kind of puts you back. You know, it's best of five game series, so two at home, two away, and then one back at home if necessary. But they stole one from us and then beat us twice at their place, unfortunately. So season was over a lot earlier than we had hoped. A lot of people even thought about. So that's kind of unfortunate. You know, it sucks for the fans, sucks for the players. I know we wish we could have stayed around a little bit longer. But you know, like I said, personally, put in as much as I could, and the results just as a team, we just couldn't pull it out. Turo's a very good team, and played against my buddy Daniel Kickert, who went to the with St. Mary's University, who's in the West Coast Conference. So, you know, it's always good to run into guys, you know, along the way that you've played against or played with or whatever. And, you know, who would have thought? I think you probably could have asked either Daniel or I back in our good old glory days in the WCC that if you would have ever thought that we would be meeting up again in Poland, he probably would have said, yeah, right. And I would have been right there with him and been, yeah, right. So, you know, that's just the beauty of this game that we play. Travel around the world, run into guys that probably wouldn't run into from, you know, years past, or, and then also meet some great guys. And, you know, that's the main thing I kind of want to talk about in this episode is, you know, the guys that I met this year. You know, of course, Lee Edwards, John Allen, Lorenzo Harrington, and my boy Lawrence Kennard. You know, four great guys, four great American guys. Those are the American players. And it's always interesting going into the season. Never quite know, you know, who you're going to meet, who you're going to run into. Personalities, likes, dislikes, all that kind of stuff, and, you know, we're all just kind of thrown together. I think I've mentioned before, and, you know, just kind of trial by fire if we're gonna like guys, and you know, the beauty of sports, and definitely male sports, is that, you know, once you step between the lines, it doesn't really matter. The off court stuff kind of goes away, and you can kind of just focus in and bear down and compete. But it's always nice to be able to hang out with the guys, you know, away from basketball, which helped. You know, Lawrence and I. Hung out a lot, lived in the same apartment complex, and shared some great fried chicken, and obviously had him on an episode not too long ago and talked about his cooking prowess, which was great. You know, nice to have him around, and you know, just like I said, it's just nice to get around guys that are kind of in the same situation that you are. You know, tell stories, talk about home, you know, share about kids or wives back home or whatever it may be, and, you know, just try to get comfortable. And I've really, really been lucky over the years to have experienced some really, really good, you know, guys in general, meaning just good guys, good character guys that, you know, in the normal, quote-unquote, real world, probably never would have run into or, you know, become friends with. And through basketball, have become great friends with a lot of these guys. And, again, you know, personalities, tons of different personalities, but great guys. And this year, you know, the Polish guys, my boy Darden Berisha, who just killed it in the playoffs and played really, really well, you know, got to know him pretty well and shared, you know, a few Jack and Cokes along the way, you know, shared some good stories and, you know, got to know a guy that, again, you know, who would have ever thought it? You know, I'd have friends in Poland and, you know, Lukasz Majewski, the captain this year, he and I had some great laughs, you know, great personality, great guy to kind of joke with and you know, kind of jar at and, you know, he's got a quick wit just like me and, you know, we had some good moments and some good jokes on each other and, you know, it's always fun, and, you know, the young guys from the team, I appreciate all their work this year. Wojtek Glavis, you know, my guy, my young guy, was with us most of the year. He and I became pretty close, had some good nights over at the sushi spot, enjoying some good sushi and stuff. So, Wojtek, you're the man, brother. I hope to see you over here sometime soon. Keep working hard, man. You're going to be a hell of a ball player. So, all the other young guys, you know, I appreciate all your work along the way, and, you know, like I said, we had a real, real solid, good season. And, you know, again, overall, the guys on the team, it was a great experience. Coach Shishik, you know, you came in a tough situation, man. That's all I can say. Tough situation, and you handled yourself really, really well. You know, he took over for the coach after they fired our head coach right before the playoffs, and he came in and, you know, did his thing. I can't say enough about that. It just talk about the hardest of circumstances coming in to a team that's finished third in the regular season, playing pretty well, had our own dynamic, and to kind of be thrown in the fire and had never coached a professional team at that level before, had a lot of experience on the junior team and nationals and stuff. But again, Coach Šišek did an amazing job with us, and I really appreciate his effort. Hope to stay in contact with him, and you know, nothing but the best to him, success for his career going forward. If it's any consolation, I mean, if he coaches the way he coached kind of towards the end, you know, there's obviously little things, just, you know, a little bit of lack of experience here and there that, you know, you just have to work with, and I think he dealt with it amazingly. So much respect to him. Did a very, very good job, and, you know, very, very kind of proud for me to be, you know, part of, I think, hopefully for him, a very bright future, good, successful future, because like I said, he handled the situation that he was given very, very well, held his head high, you know, and I think down the road, you know, a team would be stupid not to hire him. So again, Coach Šišek, I appreciate it. You know, we had a great experience with that. So much success to him and in his future endeavors. And I think, like I said, you know, he's gonna be successful somewhere because just his work ethic and his personality and dealing with players. So that was great. So you know, and then obviously to the fans, thank you guys all very much for the support. I know it was a rough year, not the result that we wanted, but you know, tried my best, and so yeah, so the fans, thanks for you know, like I said, the finish wasn't exactly what we all wanted or wanted to hope for, and you know, the city, I could tell, was really, really itching to get back on top and get another championship in there. But I appreciate you guys for making the transition easy for me, and you know, making it a little bit easier to be away from home and you know, kind of fit in and stuff. So appreciate the fans, appreciate the team, all that good stuff. So yeah, moving along, that was kind of my recap of the season. Just want, you know, to keep me going over there. It's nice to have little conversations, little email messages and that kind of stuff through times, and check in with people that, you know, over there that you don't necessarily talk to on a regular basis when I get home because you get busy or whatnot, but, you know, catching up over there and checking in on Facebook and Twitter. I don't know what the guys that played overseas 10 years ago did without all that technology, man. It makes life way easier. And, you know, shout out to the soldiers and the men and women in our armed services that are over there that don't have contact with their families every day, man. I don't know how you do it. That's the only thing that gets me through my day every day is, you know, the thought that after a long, hard practice or a long fog game or whatever, you can come home and get on Skype or get on whatever and say hi to everybody. So anyway, that's a recap of the season. Going to come right back and talk about the summer and what's up for me and kind of the plan, and most importantly, talk about the Nick Lewis Basketball Skills Academy that's happening this summer. So be right back. We'll talk, dive into what's up for the summer. And we're back. So, yeah, like I said, what I wanted to kind of dive into is plans for the summer, you know, home, and it's great being home and enjoying all that kind of stuff, seeing family and catching up. And it's really amazing what you can cram into, you know, 3 months or whatever it is, how quickly kind of everything happens and how everything goes along. So a bunch of trips, just planned, got back from Puerto Rico. A friend of ours got married down there. That was a great time, and, you know, kind of like a little second honeymoon for us. And, you know, just had an amazing time spent down in Puerto Rico, and congratulations to Morgan and Coop. Great wedding down there. So, but for the future for me, man, you know, like I said, just work hard for the summer and, you know, maintain, and hopefully something good comes along and I can continue to kind of do what I love. But in the meantime, studying up for the EMT exam and preparing for that, and, you know, just expand the knowledge base and seeing if I can't, you know, maybe down the road become a firefighter and just work hard for that. And you know, just keep a bunch of options open and just keep working hard and focus in. And like I said, something, you know, my agent I know is working hard. So hopefully a good gig comes along here pretty quick. And, you know, we can focus in on that and just continue to be in shape and work hard and just continue to train in the weight room and get strong and be healthy and just enjoy the summertime, which brings me to the most important part of the summer, is the second annual Play Big Basketball Camp, the Nick Lewis Basketball Skills Camp. That's happening this summer at Camelback High School, July 16th through the 19th. It's going to be a great opportunity. All the information is on our website at www.theplaybig.com. And last year, you know, it was kind of a trial period for me to see if hosting camps and working with kids and all that stuff, it would be worth it to me, meaning, you know, I want to be able to give back a lot of what the game of basketball has given to me, and I want to be able to give that back because I've traveled all over the world, got to go to school, you know, on a scholarship basically for free, and, you know, the game of basketball has given me so much that my goal with Play Big and putting camps on is to be able to give back some of that knowledge, not only in terms of the skills of basketball, but also the skills that basketball can give you for your life. And, you know, that's the most important thing for me, I think, is young people today, kids today, you know, need to learn, you know, what it is to set goals, what it is to dedicate to those goals, you know, work hard, you know, learn how to fail. Not everything is going to be easy. You know, you're going to lose, you're going to fail in life, and that's just part of the journey, and you got to be able to pick yourself back up, and, you know, you learn a lot when you fall down. It's not how many times you fall down, it's how many times you get back up, and, you know, sports can really teach that to kids, you know, pretty easily, you know, with winning games. You know, you learn how to win with pride, you learn how to lose with pride. I don't know who said the quote, but, you know, when you lose, you know, it teaches you a lot, you know, how to pick yourself back up. So, you know, when you win, say nothing. When you lose, say even less, you know. Just keep your head down and just work hard, and then, you know, that way when you work hard and dedicate, the goals that you reach, you know, the wins that you have will be that much sweeter because you've put in the time, you've worked hard, you haven't given up. So when you do finally succeed, when you do win on the court, off the court, in life, in relationships, whatever it is, it's just that much sweeter because you've sweated it out in the gym, you know, maybe left some blood on the court, on your jerseys, whatever. And when you win, when that final buzzer goes off and, you know, you look up and you got the W, you know, it's just really, really great. And that's my whole point with Play Big and being able to give back is I want kids to learn, obviously, the skills of basketball, which are very important and I think are lacking a lot in the U.S. today. Is, you know, all these kids, I call it the and-one generation, from those stupid and-one mixtapes. You know, those guys are athletic as all heck. I'll give them that, and they can do some crazy things with the ball. But, you know, simple footwork, the right jump shot, you know, post moves, how to play on a team, you know, team defense, team offense, all that kind of stuff, you know, is lacking. And you see that today in the game of basketball in terms of all the European guys that come over. You know, Manu Ginobili, Dirk Nowitzki is an awesome example of it. You know, Tony Parker, all those guys come over here and fundamentally, man, they're just crazy good, crazy sound in all the fundamentals. And that's, you know, basics of the skills that I want to give back after playing over in Europe and experiencing that and going through training camps and picking up little drills and little footwork stuff and, you know, skill stuff that I just want to be able to convey back to kids today that will give them a huge advantage, you know, going into high school or going into their AAU summer ball or whatever it is, you know, getting ready for maybe for college or whatever, that, you know, you got these skill set that you can just have in your back pocket that is so important and going to take you so far on the court. You know, the basic stuff, it's like I said, it's lost in the game today, which is really unfortunate. So be able to give that back is a major goal, but subsidiary to that is, you know, like I said, the life skills. You know, be able to teach kids what it is to, you know, the motto for Play Big is decide, dedicate, deliver. You know, make the decision what you want to do. You want to play basketball, you want to go be president of the United States, you make that decision, and then you dedicate. Then you got to be able to put in the time, dedicate it in the gym, dedicate in the classroom, dedicate with your friends, dedicate with your family, you know, be able to spend time in all the right places and put it all together and just dedicate and make that commitment to what, you know, you've decided you want to do, what your goals are. And then in the end of the day, you got to deliver. You got to be able to put your decision, your dedication, your hard work, everything, put it all together and deliver, you know, the final product. You know, you want to be the first in your class in terms of school. You know, that's your decision. You dedicate, do all your homework, listen to your teachers, don't miss class, all that kind of stuff. And then when it comes test day, you deliver, man, and you come through and you perform. You know, in basketball, you decide you want to be the best basketball player you can. That's your decision. You dedicate by coming to my camp, working hard at AAU, working hard in your respective programs, high school, grade school, college, whatever it may be. You dedicate that time. You make sacrifices, you know, instead of, you know, going out and playing, you know, that extra day of Call of Duty or that extra hour of Call of Duty, you go out and, you know, get 50 jump shots up or, Your buddies are saying, "Hey, we're gonna go to the movies." Hey, maybe that night you don't. You just stay in and get some jump shots up and do some push-ups and that kind of stuff. That kind of dedication is what's gonna separate you from the next guy. And then when you put in all that dedication, you put in all that time, then it's time to deliver. And when you step between the lines, whether it be sports slash classroom, job, career, whatever it is, then it's time to deliver. You know what I'm saying? There's no holds barred. You go out there, you put in the time. You put in all the work, and then you got to go out and deliver. It's nothing if you can't deliver. But if you've been given the right tools, then you go work on those tools. You hone your skills, then it's easy to deliver. My coach in high school, Mark Granger, great guy, great mentor for us, very successful coach. He used to always tell us, you guys should never feel pressure, because the definition of pressure to him, he used to say, is pressure is being asked to do something you're not prepared to do. So there shouldn't ever be pressure if you're prepared. If you prepare well, if you decide, and if you dedicate, when you're ready to deliver, it should be a very easy process. You just go out and finish. You just deliver the final product, and you've done all the preparation, so there shouldn't be any pressure. Just go out there, play the game. Go out there and take the test. Go out there, get the interview. Go out there and be successful in your job, whatever it may be. You've taken all the time. You've decided. You've dedicated. And then you deliver. So that's what I hope to accomplish with Play Big and the summer camps and everything this year. And like I said, it's at Camelback High School in Phoenix. We're working on getting some stuff up in Seattle this year, a bunch of clinics and stuff. Working over with Gold Creek and getting some availability there. So check the website constantly, and we're always adding stuff. We just got it finally running again. Huge shout out to my boy Matt, my guy that's been working on the website. It's just phenomenal. Check us out, www.theplaybig.com. All the camp information is right there when you first pull up the homepage. Matt, again, big shout out. You guys are awesome. And then also want to give a quick shout out to my guys Reggie and Jack, who've been helping me out marketing with their company. Really got in touch with them through my agent. They've been just doing a stand-up job. I can't thank you guys enough. The flyer and everything, just awesome. So I'll definitely make sure I mention you guys, get all your information on the blog where I talk about the episode. And again, the blog is lifeofbasketball.blogspot.com. So always a little synopsis of the podcast there every week. So again, where's my English? See what's happened? Go overseas and come back and you lose your English. Anyway, many thanks to tons of people. Always my family, for holding it down while I'm gone. Come back. It's great to see all you guys. So anyway, thanks to everybody for making another successful season. It was just great. Another great one in the books. Unfortunately, another one without my mom, but we get through, and every day we dedicate to her, and that's what Play Big's all about. So I miss you, Mom, but, we're doing this all for you. So anyway, thanks to everybody. Again, check us out, man. Camp's going to be awesome. Make sure you get in there, get your spot, download the registration, fill it out, send it back into us, hold your spot, and you can pay with PayPal right there on the website. So visit us, www.theplaybig.com. Get ready to get better. All you out there listening, I appreciate it. Thanks again. Adios, everybody.